Hey, goal getters, and welcome to The Daily Distance, a new daily series from the creators of We Got Goals. I'm Kristen Guile, editor-in-chief of asweatlife.com. In these short episodes, we're bringing you one daily goal you can set for yourself during this chaotic time, one actionable thing that you can do to move your body, connect with a friend, prioritize your mental health, get some work done, and practice self-care. And with me today is friend of A Sweat Life. You might have seen her on our Facebook Live workouts last week. This is Ray Reichlin, a personalized trainer and owner of Ladies Who Lift. Ray, how's it going over there?
Going all right. How about you?
Good. I am feeling pretty good today. I feel like every day is a take it as it comes, and today is a good day, so I'm rolling with it.
I feel the exact same way.
Yeah. I'm excited to hear what tip you have for us. So go ahead and share what daily tip or goal or some sort of actionable recommendation is that you're sharing with our listeners today. Let's go.
Yeah. So I think obviously my tip is going to have to do with working out. And the thing that I've seen people have a lot of success with since, you know, being quarantined and working out at home are two things. One is to really put the time aside to work out. So don't just be like, I'll do it whenever, you know, whenever I feel like it, whenever I can throughout the day, to really be like, you know, 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock is the time, 2 to 3, 2 to 3:30, whatever time you have. Put that time aside. Let your household know that like that's the time that you're putting aside. And to like get ready for that time in the same way that you'd get ready for the gym, you know, so drink your cup of coffee or have your pre-workout meal, put your hair in a ponytail, put on like your favorite outfit, like take that time really seriously. Because otherwise it's not going to happen or it's going to get interrupted in some, you know, way, shape or form. My second one would be to have a plan. So in that same vein, we pretty much all only have a certain amount of time to get our workout done. And I don't want anybody spending 40 minutes of their hour that they put aside, you know, scrolling through Instagram or Facebook or some blog of their choice, searching for the work to do. I want you to go into that workout already knowing, you know, what's up. There's so many different resources. Sometimes it just takes you, you know, sitting down for 10 minutes before, or maybe even for a half hour at the beginning of the week and doing it all at once. But I think that taking as much of that think time and that pressure out of the situation of what am I going to do for this workout is going to really vastly improve, you know, your belief in what you're doing and the time that it takes and how easy that becomes.
Love these tips. Let's break them down a little bit. So let's go back to the first one about like setting aside a time. And I love that because back in before life, right? Like I was very schedule oriented. I was very schedule bound. Like I had my classes, I had my times, like, and I was so like my life ran pretty well by a clock and I liked that. But now it's like something that can be done at any time most often gets done at no time. If that makes
exactly
sense. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just I see it all the time with my personal training clients. The people who show up consistently and get the best results and say, you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6 a.m. is my time and my place. They're the ones who are really like on top of it. They're the ones who are getting stronger, who are seeing the results that they want because they have that schedule in their mind. And the ones who are like, yeah, I'll call you whenever I feel like it are the ones that I never see again. So, you know, I think it's really important that you have that schedule for yourself and not even just with working out, with everything. I think a lot of us are driven by routine. And when we lose that, we feel lost. But what we fail to realize is that, you know, we have the power within us to create that even when, you know, we're stuck in our home.
And I still think like, even if you are sticking to a routine and that's making you feel good, there's still some flexibility there. Like, you know, back at in real life, I tend to be like a 6 or 7 a.m. workout person. But right now, like, I'm kind of giving myself a little bit of leeway. And I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to wake up, I'm going to walk the dog, get her tired, and then I'm going to go for my workout. And it's not that it doesn't get done. It's just kind of shifted. And so that sort of, I think, is helping me personally from like not burning out by feeling like, okay, I have to keep life exactly the same because life just isn't quite the same right now too.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I'm definitely not saying the exact same as it was before. Just, you know, it's some resemblance of a routine, of a new routine. It is. Everything is brand new right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And then let's go into the second one, because I think that's also really interesting to people right now about having a workout plan. You know, we don't have our favorite instructors necessarily teaching at a studio that we can physically go to at the same time every week. And it's created a lot of opportunity for fitness trainers to like go on social media or to do all of these on-demand workouts. And a lot of studios are putting their virtual content up for free right now, which is great, but it's getting like super overwhelming. And I know I've been like keeping a list for A Sweat Life of like all the free resources right now. Do you have any ideas for people who might be kind of struggling with that sense of overwhelm as to like how they could maybe like keep it simple while still enjoying a little bit of variety and maybe trying something a little bit new to them?
Sure. So I would say, like you said, there's tons of fitness instructors putting out content right now. Choose your favorite, you know, four, your favorite three. Pick a few that you really like. And if you like a bunch of different modalities, maybe you like high intensity interval training, maybe you like yoga, and maybe you like strength training. You're going to pick, you know, those three instructors that you like, and maybe build your program off of just them. Or like, you know, say, oh, you know, Susie's workout that she put up, that she posted on the 21st, I'm going to do that on Monday. You know, Ray's workout that she posted on the 22nd, I'm going to do that one on Tuesday. So that way you're going to get some variety, but you're also not spending hours scrolling through and thinking, oh my gosh, which one's better? Is this one giving me everything I need? Is this person even trustworthy? You know, do that, a little bit of research beforehand, find those modalities that you like, those trainers that you trust, and then put that into place. And even better if those trainers, you know, offer a program themselves or are asking for like donations, because then you get an opportunity to also, you know, help these trainers out who you are seeking advice from.
Love it. Yeah. The fitness community definitely needs as much support as they are giving others right now. So I think any chance you can buy, you know, a virtual training package from someone, or, you know, if you can keep your monthly subscriptions and memberships going, if that's financially feasible, that's going a long way right now. I have one last question for you. You are known as, you know, you are the lady of lifting. And a lot of us, I think, are struggling with like, you know, finding a way to get that same work and that same, you know, after effect of endorphins and stuff that we get from lifting heavy weight while we're doing at home workouts. And I know most people aren't as lucky as to have like a barbell and a rack in their garage gyms. I know there's probably no like substitution for that exactly, but have you found any like pivots that will work well for someone who's craving strength training?
Sure, absolutely. So, I mean, I think the first pivot is to sort of change your mindset around it. This is not going to be the time that we're, you know, setting deadlift PRs, setting squat PRs, like as much as we want that, then we need to sort of separate ourselves from that. But with that said, you know, there's so many other factors that come into strength training that you can take advantage of this time. So something like time under tension is going to be to really help strengthen your muscles. And you don't need heavy weights for that. All you need to do is have control over your body and move a lot slower than you might before. Something like adding a little bit more outside resistance, maybe through adding some bands to the light weights that you have, whether those are mini bands or like longer resistance bands with handles. There's lots of ways to get creative with adding those into your regular lifts that are going to add a lot more resistance and force your body to find a little bit more control in these ways that it just doesn't when you're just using free weights or a barbell. Also things like, this is a great time to maybe work on building your endurance, doing things that have lesser rest periods, a little bit higher intensity, more sets, more reps, and strengthening your body in a different type of capacity, using, you know, different energy capacities that we do have that maybe if we've just solely been focusing on strength training, we haven't really gotten to utilize in a while.
Love it. Ray, you've inspired me to go rework my home gym routine and reinvigorate it a little bit. And I know that you're doing a lot of virtual training plans and programs right now. So if someone was interested in working with you, where would they find you on the internet and what could they expect?
Sure. So you can find me at ray.whoLifts on Instagram. On that Instagram, I have a bunch of workout ideas. So different ways that you can use your body weight, mini bands, dumbbells, and different exercises that you can do. On my website, ladies-who-lift.com, I offer a bunch of different programs, home-based, gym-based, custom programs that I offer people. I have so many different ways that I can help build out a plan for you. And like I was saying before, take that guesswork out of what you're doing and help you feel really confident, you know, going into your workouts still and knowing that you're doing something that is good for you and is going to help your body and just, you know, ease the pain of, oh my gosh, where are we? What are we doing? Just a little bit more.
Awesome. Ray, thank you so much for being on here and for sharing your tip of setting aside time for your workouts and having a plan ready to go from the moment you start that workout. So thank you so much, Ray.
Of course, thank you.
And for all of our listeners, we will see you on the internet again soon for more tips from our community. And until then, stay safe, stay well, and cheers to going the distance together.